Welcome to the Middletown United Methodist Church podcast, the perfect way to catch up on previous Sunday sermons.
A churchgoer wrote a letter to the editor of a newspaper and complained that it made no sense to go to church every Sunday. He said, "I've gone nearly 30 years to church now, and in that time I've heard something like 3,000 sermons. But for the life of me, I can't remember a single one of them. So I think I'm wasting my time and the pastors are wasting their time." This started real controversy in the letter to the editor column, much to the delight of the editor. It went on for weeks until someone wrote the following clincher: "I've been married for 30 years now, and in that time, my wife has cooked some 32,000 meals. But for the life of me, I can't remember the entire menu for a single one of those meals. But I do know this: they all nourished me and gave me the strength I need to do my work. If my wife had not given me these meals, I would be physically dead today. Likewise, if I had not gone to church for nourishment, I would be spiritually dead today." This morning, we continue our sermon series looking at the promises we make in our membership vows. Last week, we looked at the importance of prayer, and this week, we explore why our presence is essential in the participation of the body of Christ. In our vows, we promise to be present. But what exactly does that mean? This morning, Jesus is teaching in the middle of a festival. The Feast of Tabernacles was one of the big three annual festivals that Jewish males were expected to make the pilgrimage to Jerusalem. This festival was the most popular of the festivals, and it was a celebration of remembering the provisions that God provided the people of Israel during their time of wandering in the wilderness. So in the middle of the festival, with crowds gathered around him, Jesus begins teaching. He begins teaching to a crowd that doesn't exactly seem to understand who Jesus is. His message is falling on deaf ears as they begin to question, how does this man have such learning when he's never been taught? Like, who exactly does this guy think he is? He's not been formally educated in these teachings. The calls are probably coming from Jewish leaders and is addressed to the people listening to Jesus. Their astonishment comes from the fact that they see Jesus as someone trying to take a role of Jewish authority and a religious teacher without the proper credentials to do so. So Jesus replies to them saying, "My teaching is not mine, but the one who sent me." Jesus' response is saying, "I do not need your earthly education because I am speaking from the one true living God who sent me here to do this work." Jesus is one sent directly by God to do this work, and the authority of God to teach to his followers and all of those that would hear his messages and his stories. Jesus was sent to speak truth and wisdom of God's grace and glory and teachings into the world. And it was mere humans that questioned his qualifications simply because they didn't understand or they were threatened by Jesus' following in the community as they were growing to see him as a religious authority. As Jesus begins to teach on this last day of the festival, it would be the day of the water ceremonies. A priest would draw water with a golden pitcher and carry it back to the temple. And as the priest poured the water, he would pray over it that the Lord would send rain. So on this day of the festival, when water is so important, Jesus says, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let those who believe in me drink." Jesus is telling them that those that drink from the water that he provides will become sources of living water. Those who drink from him will not thirst, because by drinking from him, you're drinking from living water, and it becomes a spring within the believer. This is an invitation and a promise from Jesus that by being filled and glorified by Christ all of the time. God provided water for the Israelites. Quenching their thirst was only temporary. But here in this festival, when they celebrate the provisions that God provided to the Israelites, Jesus is offering living water that quenches thirst for all time, a source of eternal life. Have you ever been really thirsty? Parched, dry mouth, dehydrated? Most of us haven't experienced the dehydration, the thirst that the Israelites would have experienced in the desert. But in our lives, we thirst for success. We thirst for a promotion. We thirst to get into a good school, to advance in our careers, in our families, in our communities. We thirst to grow in success as defined by the world. But Jesus is calling us to thirst for him, to thirst for the living water that only he can provide, that will fill our souls, will fill our hearts for service to God's children, and will fill our spirits to engage our lives in Christ's teaching. The living water that Christ is offering in this text is a source of life only given by Christ, only supplied by God and freely given to the people of God as God's beloved children. Journeying with the Israelites, God provided water as they needed it. And during the festival, while they remember this bounty of God, they're given the opportunity to drink water of new life. Water of restoration and water of renewal. In our acceptance of Christ in our lives, the moments in which we absorb Christ's teachings, we are drinking from the living water. We are filling the spring within ourselves, never to be empty. This means that we don't have to limit the ways that we share this message that's within us. Sharing the living water and sharing Christ's message and continuing to seek out ways in which the water can continue to flow from our souls and our spirits to all of God's children. If we drink from the living water he offers, rivers of it will flow from our hearts. We'll be both alive as individuals and as a church, being able to share the blessing of our faith with others. Our worship each week offers us a drink of living water, so we might say spiritually refreshed, and let the river flow within us to others to hear the gospel message. But if our thirst is not quenched, we cannot do this. And this is why our presence here together is in vital importance to the kingdom. Our membership vow is to be present, to hear the word of God proclaimed. And the more experienced we are as followers of Christ, the greater ability we have to be authentic in our message of faith. Our presence in this place, our presence in the world, sharing God's message to help us continue to share the living water, to share that which in our soul is nourished and refreshed. But it's hard. In our ever busy world, it's easy to find things to do on Sunday mornings instead of being present in worship. But our presence is important because this is the way that we can refill the living water that is within us. Our presence here is not only to be filled in worship, but in Sunday school and Bible study, in prayer with one another, in community with those around us. Presence also is more than sitting for an hour and leaving. It's participation in the life of the church. It's participation in worship with our prayers, our voice, our curiosity, and our generosity. Presence is living life together, growing in life together, sharing the experience that we have as a community with others. We're called in our presence as those living waters to let the river flow from us by being present and sharing our message, and sharing the living waters and letting the journey of our faith flow from us so that others may be filled. A few years ago, the Methodist Church used their website to highlight the importance of serving your membership vows. They highlighted Reverend Roy Hilburn. When he became a United Methodist Church minister in North Carolina, there were 8 members of his church, and the youngest was 55. Early on, he encouraged his members to actively seek out the lost in their midst. Doing so energized members and attracted new ones, and those fresh faces added fuel to the fire, and the church extended its reach. He said, "We're always looking for those who are hurting. That really helps us focus on community. That makes us look around and see who's in need." He said, "When the United Methodists stand in company with those who are in need, they are living their membership vow, specifically the promise to participate in a local congregation through their presence." We usually think about presence as showing up on Sunday morning. It says, "I'm all for showing up on Sunday morning." But being present with God and for God means being present with and for God in other places. With those who are ill, with those who need advocacy, with those who are simply lonely and need someone to stand with them. Being present means seeing those who are absent from the church and calling out to them. When they can't get to us, we need to go to them. So much of discipleship is just showing up. Who's here? Who isn't here? Who's not included that we need to be including? Our presence is showing up and inviting others to be part of the story, to be part of the journey, to receive the living water that we are pouring out each and every day in the work that we are doing, in the ministries, and sharing within these walls and outside. Presence is about showing up. It's about putting ourselves out there to be vessels for the living water in ways that we carry it to our brothers and sisters and those who yearn to receive the living water but aren't sure how to begin. Christ invites those who are thirsty to come and drink from the living water, for they will never be thirsty again. There are moments in our lives when we thirst to grow in relationship with Christ, in relationship with one another. Our presence together is an invitation to pour out the water from ourselves and pour it into others. So I'd like to invite each of us to take a look at the ways that we participate in our faith each week. Do we pray each day? Do we attend a Bible study? Do we spend time in devotion? Are we in Sunday school and in worship? In an average week, how often are you present with God? How much time do you spend devoting yourself as filling your vessel with the living water? Are you present more hours on social media than you are in your faith? Do you spend more time watching TV than in Bible study? In our vow to be present, we are vowing to spend time in each other's lives, fully engaged in the work of Christ, in the teachings of God, and in our relationship with our Creator and one another. This week, I invite each of us to take a presence inventory. Where are you spending your time? In what ways are you fully present with God? Alone or in community? In worship? Are you fulfilling your vow each and every day to seek out the ways that you can continue to live out your vow, to be present in the life of the church? But also, what ways are we opening ourselves up to the presence of God in our lives? We're filled with the living water Christ has freely given us because we have accepted the unconditional love of Christ in our lives, and we have become vessels of this living water. We're filled with an eternal spring, called to recognize Christ's presence in our lives and the ways that we're called to be fully present, to be refilled, renewed, and restored. So let us live out the call to flow like rivers in this world, sharing the living water and quenching the thirst of those who seek out God by being fully present in this world, in this community, and in the kingdom of God.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to stay connected to Middletown UMC in other ways, you can visit our website, our Facebook page, or download our church app. If you would like to show support to the church and the ministries that help so many, you can use our online giving feature on the website or app. Have a blessed day.